You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Despite rising case numbers in India over the last month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a number of large campaign rallies, particularly in West Bengal, where his party faced a close race. These events drew criticism from many, including one of India's high courts, for flouting pandemic guidelines. But in the election Sunday, Modi's party lost in the key state. The country continues to face a mounting surge, though there are signs of hope. Mumbai was one of India's worst-hit cities a month ago, but now has a positivity rate just under 10%. The Gavi Vaccine Alliance, which is co-leading the COVAX initiative alongside the WHO, announced yesterday that Moderna would provide 34 million doses of its vaccine to the program this year. COVAX aims to secure donations and vaccine deals for low-income countries. The contract with Moderna is for up to 500 million doses, the bulk of which will only become available starting in 2022. Sweden has also donated 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to the initiative, making it the second EU nation, after France, to contribute to the global effort. And Hong Kong's government is outlining plans for mandatory vaccination for foreign domestic workers. There are hundreds of thousands of foreign workers in the region, the majority of whom are migrants from the Philippines and Indonesia. These new provisions would require workers to get vaccinated before they enter Hong Kong or have their contracts renewed. Some are saying that this proposition is discriminatory and unfairly singles out domestic and migrant workers.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.